ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य हरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 13, entitled The Hamsa Avatara Answers Questions. Text number 35. Drishtim tatah pratinivartya nivritta trishnas. Drishtim tatah pratinivartya nivritta trishnas. तूष्णीं भवे निज सुखानुभवो निरीह तूष्णीं भवे निज सुखानुभवो निरीह संदृश्यते क्वच यदि तद अवस्तु बद्ध्या संदृश्यते क्वच यदीदमवस्तु बद्ध्या त्यक्तं भ्रमायन भवेत् स्मृतिर् स्मृतिरा निपाता। त्यक्तं भ्रमायन भवेत् स्मृतिया आनिपाता। दृष्टिं ततः प्रतिनिवर्त्य निवृत्त तृष्णस् तूष्णीं भवे निज सुखानुभवो निरीह संदृश्यते क्वच यदीदमवस्तु बद्ध्या त्यक्तं भ्रमायन भवेत् स्मृतिया निपाता। दृष्टिं ततः प्रतिनिवर्त्य निवृत्त तृष्णस् तूष्णीं भवे निज सुखानुभवो निरीह संदृश्यते क्वच यदीदमवस्तु बद्ध्या त्यक्तं भ्रमायन भवेत् स्मृतिया निपाता। Drishtim dadami nivartti nivritta trishna Tushim bhaved nija sukhan bhavo niriha Sandrishyate yanayani hamavastu bhadhyā Drishtim sight. Tataha, from that illusion. Pratinivartya, pulling away. Nivritta, seized. Trishnaha, material hankering. Tushnim, silent. Bhavet, one should become. Nija, one's own of the soul. Sukha, happiness. Anubhavaha, perceiving. Nirihaha, without material activities. Sandrishyate, is observed. Kvacha, sometimes. Yadi, if. Idam, this material world. Avastu, of not being reality. Buddhya, by the consciousness. Tyaktam, given up. Brahmaya, further illusion. Na, not. Bhave, may become. Smritihi, remembrance. Anipatat, until giving up the material body. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Having understood the temporary illusory nature of material things, and thus having pulled one's vision away from illusion, one should remain without material desires. By experiencing the happiness of the soul, one should give up material speaking and activities. If sometimes one must observe the material world, one should remember that it is not ultimate reality, and therefore one has given it up. By such constant remembrance, up till the time of death, one will not again fall into illusion. Purport. To maintain the material body, one cannot avoid eating and sleeping. In these and other ways, one will sometimes be forced to deal with the material world, and the physical aspect of one's own body. At such times, one should remember that the material world is not actual reality, and that therefore one has given it up to become Krishna conscious. By such constant remembrance, by enjoying spiritual bliss within oneself, and by retiring from any material activities of the mind, speech or body, one will not fall into material illusion. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments as follows. The living entity, while living in the external energy of the Lord, should give up any anxiety for sense gratification and should not act for his personal enjoyment. Rather, one should search out spiritual bliss through devotional service to the Supreme Lord. By reviving one's relationship with Lord Krishna, one will understand that if one accepts any material object for one's personal enjoyment, attachment will inevitably develop, and thus one will be bewildered by illusion. By gradually developing one's spiritual body, one will no longer desire to enjoy anything within the material world.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagan Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vatsadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Having understood the temporary illusory nature of the material things, and thus having pulled one's vision away from illusion, one should remain without material desires. By experiencing the happiness of the soul, one should give up material speaking and activities. If sometimes one must observe the material world, one should remember that it is not ultimate reality, and therefore one has given it up. By such constant remembrance, up till the time of death, one will not again fall into illusion. Hare Krishna. So, in this particular chapter, Krishna in reply to Uddhava's questions and trying to explain the power of sense gratification in binding the conditioned soul in the three modes of material nature by influencing his intelligence. How a person becomes completely, deeply entangled. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. And he says how to escape from this process of escaping from this by quoting a conversation that the Supreme Lord as Hamsa Avatara replied when the four Kumaras asked their father Brahma for this, and Brahma, even though one of the most powerful personalities, humbly understanding that even I can actually be influenced by the three modes of nature, prayed to Lord Hamsa to appear and answer their questions. So Krishna is quoting that authority of Hamsa Avatar. That's amazing thing about Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord, the cause of Hamsa Avatar also. Ete chamshakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. But even he is demonstrating how rishibhir bahudha gitam chandobhir vividhai prathak brahma sutra padaischeva hetu madbhir vinishchitai. Krishna, while explaining the Gita, tells to Arjun, even I am quoting from three sources. As we say, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Rishibhir Bahudha Gitam. What I am saying is supported by all the rishis. Rishibhir Bahudha Gitam. This is sadhus. Chandobhir Vividhai Prathak. It's quoted from the scriptures. And Brahma Sutra Padaish Chaiva. Even through logical presentation of the conclusion of truth through Vedanta Sutra. Logical, scriptural and deeply realized souls, when all of these are matching, then the intelligence becomes fixed to follow because it is fully supported by the truth. So here, how as soon as a person wants to enjoy sense gratification, actually gratification of the senses is not bad, but sense gratification is bad. Senses are meant to be gratified. But unnecessary and unfavorable, that becomes very harmful. Because that increases the illusion, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. And we go into a dream state, practically. When we sleep, you know, we dream for 7 hours. And when we are awake, we dream for 70 years. Because even though we are awake to the body, we are asleep to the soul. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami. Yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyatomune. We may be awake to the body. In dream, we are sleeping to the body and awake to the mind. The mind can concoct so many designations. We may think we are the king, we are the prime minister, whatever. At least for 7 hours. Even that doesn't last actually. It looks long, but dream state is very short. But that's reality. It is so real that if a dog is chasing you in the dream, and you have come to a locked door and the dog is pouncing on you and suddenly you wake up, you are actually sweating. Your body is actually sweating. Though it's only a mental concoction, but because we identify so much, The reaction is seen in the body. Heart is palpitating. You're sweating. Similarly, in the 70-year dream, we become so absorbed in our identity. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Me and mine. And then at death we wake up. But by the time it's too late, it's time to go to another dream. Because we did not utilize that life to get out of the dream. Jeeva jago, gaura chandra bole. Kota nidra jayo maya pishachira kole. Uttishta jagrata prapya varam nibodha, Upanishad says. Wake up, get up, and fight. Actually, whether we like it or not, we all have to fight this battle of maya. As soon as we say, I want to be Krishna conscious, you're declaring war against maya. And declaring war against maya, there is absolutely no chance of winning. This is Krishna is telling this. That it is impossible for an insignificant living entity to win the battle against maya. Mama maya duratyaya. It's impossible. Just as it was impossible for the Pandavas to win against the Kauravas. Impossible for the monkeys to win against the Rakshasa soldiers. But mameva prapadyante. But if we take shelter of Krishna, if we take shelter of the Lord, absolute truth, then it just evaporates. Maya simply evaporates. Foolishly, unfortunately, due to lack of systematic propaganda not being there on a large scale, many people think spirituality to be escapism. Many people think spirituality to be a retirement program. Many people think spirituality to be not to be exposed at the young age because too much of renunciation may come in the heart. And they may, prematurely, artificially, superficially, in the name of spirituality, become irresponsible to properly balance the body, the mind, the intelligence, the soul, everything, all their needs. So anyone says like that, my sincere request to all of you is you should remember two shlokas of the Bhagavad Gita. As it is. So that you can read the purport. Otherwise you may, they may concoct their own stuff. I would like to read it to you. 8.7 and 3.25. So, in the 8th chapter, 7th verse, Krishna is saying, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha mayyarpita manovuddhir mame vaishyasi asamshaya. Therefore, Arjun, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Sarveshu kaleshu. All time. 24 hours. 365 days. Sarveshu kaleshu. Smartavya satadam Vishnu. Mam anusmara. Think of me within. But yudhyacha. Act without. Mam anusmara. Think of me within. but execute your responsibility. You are a warrior on the battlefield, about to fight a war. Fight! Yudhyacha. But think of me. This requires training. Can't happen in one day. Mai arpita mano buddhi. Your mind and intelligence dedicated to me. Mai arpita mano buddhi. Why am I fighting the war? How should I be fighting the war if I am fighting for Krishna? Krishna should be pleased at the end of it. And in this way, if you fight, mam eva eshyasi asamshayah, without a doubt at the end of your life you will come to me. You win the war and you also win the, you win the battle and you also win the war against Maya. Prabhupada's purport. This instruction to Arjuna is very important for all men engaged in material activities. The Lord does not say that one should give up his prescribed duties or engagements. One can continue them. At the same time, think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. This will free one from material contamination and engage the mind and intelligence in Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, one will be transferred to the supreme planet Krishna Loka without a doubt. Asamshaya. And the second verse that is also very important is 3.25. Saktaha karmani avidvamso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvans tatha asaktaha chikirshu lokasangraham. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. And Srila Prabhupada's purport is brilliant. There is one statement, if we can understand, our life is perfect. Actually, any statement is enough. But with reference to this, a person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. It doesn't say differentiated by the tilak and kanthi mala. Doesn't say by the style of hair. A person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to the development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like the ignorant person who is too much attached to material activities. But one is engaged in such activities for the satisfaction of the sense gratification, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. This is the difference. One is doing the same thing. Duryodhana is sitting on the chariot shooting arrows, killing people. Arjuna is sitting on the chariot shooting arrows, killing people. Both are externally doing the self same identical activity. But there is a vast difference. One is completely spiritual, one is completely mundane. Why? Because their desires are different. One is desiring by hook or by crook somehow capture the throne. More than capturing the throne, the joy and the satisfaction is depriving the rightful heirs to the throne. I don't get, no problem. He should not get. They shouldn't get. Out of envy, out of anger, out of greed, through any means. So it looks the same. It's all about the heart. It's all about the subtle intention. The intent behind whatever we are doing. The content may be the same, but the intent is different. And that is Krishna consciousness. And as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, he says, by gradually developing one's spiritual body, one will no longer desire to enjoy anything within the material world. By gradually, shanaihi shanaihi, krameinaiva, syat krishna nama charitadi sitapi, avidyapito patattarasanasin, kintu adarad anudinam khalusaiva jushtva, svadvi kramat bhavati. It's a gradual process. It should happen naturally. You know, the mango naturally should ripe. Artificially, when you do it, it's only superficially looks ripe, but inside it is still raw. So, when we prematurely try to act Krishna conscious, highly Krishna conscious, try to act on a platform that we have no qualification or adhikar, we can't sustain it in the long run. And people perceive it naturally as hypocritical behavior. And they are put off by the whole process. And that doesn't mean, so what does it mean? Jandar Sobaha, I'm completely fallen. Anyway, I'm fallen, so let me do fallen activities. I'm very honest. We have no hope on ourselves. But we have full hope in the process. We have full hope in Krishna's mercy. Hoping against hope. For ourselves, we have no hope. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, I am fallen than a worm in stool. Then how dare he write Chaitanya Charitamrita? And he says, one who reads this will go back to Godhead. मैं पतित हूं कुछ भी नहीं हूं मैं बाकर पर मेरा पुस्तक जो पढ़ेगा भगवत धाम जाएगा क्योंकि मैंने लिखा है नो इट्स लॉर्ड चैतन्य हु इज राइटिंग आई एम सिंपली एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट निमित्त मात्र भव सभ्य साची सो दिस कॉन्शियसनेस कृष्णा टू प्लेसेस टॉक्स अबाउट संन्यास इन भगवदगीता 18.2 एंड 6.1 When Arjuna asks, what is sannyas? Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sannyasam kavayo viduhu. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam. Those karma activities born out of desire to enjoy. The day one gives it up, he is a sannyasi. And in the 6th chapter, 1st verse, anashritaha karma phalam कार्यम कर्म करोति यः स संन्यासी च योगी च न निरग्निर्न चाक्रिय अनाश्रितः कर्म फलम कर्म के फल की आसक्ति न रखते हुए उसके ऊपर आश्रित न होते हुए फिर करना क्यों है कार्यम कर्म इट इज ए प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी इट इज माय प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी इन माय पर्टिकुलर आश्रम इट हैज टू बी डन अनाश्रितः कर्म फलम कार्यम कर्म प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज करोति यः Sanyasi. He is a real sannyasi. Sa yogi cha. He is a real yogi. Na niragnir na chakriya. Today is disappearance day of Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. I would like, for the pleasure of all the devotees here, read one particular verse when Raghunath Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya at Shantipur. What instruction Lord Chaitanya gave? I would like to read this. It's very relevant to this today's context. पूर्वे शांतिपुरे रघुनाथ जबे आइला महाप्रभुर कृपा करी तारे शिखाइला When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by His causeless mercy. Prabhuro shikhaite teho nija ghare jai markata vairagya chadi hoila vishai pray. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciant, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Why? What was the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya? Bhitare vairagya bahire kare sarva kaam dekhiya to mata pita anandita man. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life. But he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his father and mother were satisfied. Mummy, papa, bade ya Bhagwan bade? Andar se Bhagwan bade, bahar se mummy, papa bade. Wo bhi khush, Bhagwan bhi khush. Bhitare vairagya, bahire kare sarva kaam, dekhiya to mata pitar anandita man. He said, don't prematurely, artificially, superficially jump out of this, you know, that kind of an enthusiasm, which can't be sustained in the long run. Natural, gradual, but steady. Once you put a step forward, no looking back. But think 10 times before you put that step. So, this instruction. So now, what exactly does it mean? You know, that externally they look the same, but the consciousness part must be. What do we mean when we say gradual? Because it's to change externals is the easiest thing anyone can do. It just takes few minutes to change the externals. You know, from an ordinary person to a Vaishnav, kya karna hai? Sar mundwalo, kanthi aur tilak pehnlo. And it is equally easy to come back to your previous self. Whereas internal change is not as easy. Millions and millions of lifetimes of conditioning. Yes, devotional service is transcendental. It's extremely powerful. But are we practicing devotional service purely? We are not transcendental. We may be practicing devotional service, which is powerful, which is potent, which is transcendental. But are we transcendental just because we have just accepted the process? So the faith in the process is there. But humbly we have to take a call. Are we practicing pure devotional service? Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavratam anukulyena krishna anushilanam. You will faint if you understand the translation only. And if you are not fainting, you are not understood. So none of us have understood. Though we have got our Bhakti Shastri. Okay, Prabhuji. Anya bhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anam. Anukulyena krishna. Bhakti ruttama. Tu kya kar raha hai? Shuddha bhakti, Prabhu. Farak kyun nahi pada? Bhagwan jane. File misplaced ho gaya hoga mera. So actually, what does it mean to gradually move towards that? I would like to read a section from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Here we are discussing, you know, Krishna is saying, having understood the temporary illusory nature of material things, through your good intelligence, understand that. And thus having pulled one's vision away from illusion. You know? Bapuji had these three monkeys, close your eyes, close your ears, close your mouth. If everything you close, how will you function? withdraw those senses. Like a tortoise, Krishna says. In the service of the Lord, they should come out. But when it is for self, immediately it should withdraw. Vacho vegam, manasa vegam, jihva vegam, udara upastha vegam, dhira. This is what it means to control the senses. When I need to use the senses in the service of the Lord, I'm going to use it. Which means when you come to the Bhagavatam class on Sunday morning. There are some people I see in fixed places for years. Every Sunday, you can close your eyes and turn. They say, this person must be sitting there. And you actually see that person there. Year after year after year. That's how they are still continuing. So, that is steadiness. But by doing that, internally this kind of change is happening. So he mentions, what is the difference between a karmakand and vaidhi bhakti? Externally, they are also worshipping. Vaidhi bhakta is also worshipping. They are also doing their responsibilities, running their household, occupational, some sadhana. A vaidhi bhakta is also performing sadhana. What's the difference? Those who develop, there is a great difference. There's a great difference. Externally, there is no difference. Internally, there is a great difference. What is the difference? Those who develop indifference to the objects of the material world become qualified for jnana or sannyas. Shushka jnana. Kya hai ye dunya? Kya hai ye mati ke putle? Panchamahabhut se bana hua. Kya hai ye dunya? It is simply mixture of these 24 ingredients. Kya hai ye rasgulla? Rasgulla bhi wahi hai. Mitti bhi wahi hai. Mitti khalo. Dono ek hi hai. Iska swarup dusra hai bas. इस मिट्टी से ये घड़ा बना है, घड़ा से ये बना है. This is शुष्क वैराग्य. This is what Lord Chaitanya criticized by eating dirt. And he says, hey, you should eat this. You should eat sweet. They said, mom, this is also made of mud and this is also mud. Both are eating mud, so I'm eating mud. Which nonsense, who told you this? Even Sachi Mata, simple household, ordinary, housewife, she blasted this philosophy. She said, no, when the soil is in the, clay is in the form of a pot, you should store water in it. When it's in the form of a clay or brick, you should build a house. You don't bring house of the clay pots. And you don't store water in bricks. Both are made of clay. Even an ordinary housewife could blast this philosophy, but there are people whose whole life is centered around this philosophy. So for such people who only see, who have an indifferent heart, actually their heart is hard because of dry philosophy. Mere baal ka khal nikalna kehte na. Only analytical, philosophical, critical analysis of what is what, what is what, what is what. Those who still have material desires are qualified for karma yoga. You too have material desires, okay. Vidyarthi lavate vidyam, dhanarthi lavate dhanam. You do this. You do these kind of worship, then you get, what you want. Those who have developed faith in the supreme position of the Lord and have developed detachment from the material life to a high degree are qualified for bhakti. In bhakti, the knowledge of the futility and the temporary nature of the world is there. And the desires to enjoy this world is also there. We have a lot of desires to enjoy this world. At the same time, we know all of it is futile because everything is temporary. Dukkhalayama shashvatam. The only difference between a jnani, a karmi and a bhakta is shraddha. Adau shraddha. What faith? Faith in what? Faith in the existence of the personality of Godhead. There is a supreme personality of Godhead. There is a supreme spiritual planet abode of the Lord. And I have a relationship with Him. I need to go there. Faith in this. Faith in the soul. Faith in the Lord. Existence of a supreme personality. And existence of the spiritual world. And enough knowledge in the head to understand the temporary nature of this world. But the humility to accept, I have a lot of material desires. And therefore there is a sense of guilt. Every time you enjoy, sheh, how I am wasting my life. I wish I could have spent more time in doing this. You know, that is purification. So in the Bhagavad Gita, first six chapters, how to use your hands. Last six chapters, use your head. And the middle six chapters, develop within your heart. So that is karma. First six chapters, karma. How you should act. How you should be thinking in the last six chapters. You know, kshetra, kshetragya. What is prakriti? What is purusha? Analytical, philosophical, discriminative intelligence. Seeing through all the external, you know, glare of Maya. But at the same time, heart is craving with faith that one day I want to reciprocate with affection, with devotion to the Lord. This is the difference. Maintaining the body according to one's swadharma and social activities are prescribed in both karma kanda and bhakti. You are in this world, you are within a body, therefore you have to deal with the body. You are in a functioning within a society, you have to deal with the society. This is common within a karma kandi and also a bhakta. Externally they are the same. What is the difference? The difference is internal. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains, what is that? However, in karma kanda, many elements are contrary to the principles of bhakti. So, first and foremost, try to understand what are the contrary principles. And gradually, slowly, steadily, but surely, minimize them. It's very difficult to eliminate them altogether because they are deep-rooted conditionings. But gradually remove it. So what are they? Many elements are contrary to the principles of bhakti, such as fulfilling sense desires by worshipping various devatas. Yeah, Krishna should also be pleased, but he may not understand everything, you know. For this person will give this, that person will give this, and he will give this. Then you can't develop ananya bhakti. Ananyas chintayantuma. Ananya chetaha satatam. Anya. This is chastity. Avashya rakshive Krishna ito vishwas. Mare Krishna rakheke, rakhe Krishna mareke. And it won't happen overnight. It's so subtle. And what is the proof? When we are in anxiety, when we are in trouble, when we are in difficulty, where do we run to? That is where we have our trust and faith and confidence. And when troubled with certain things, then we start doubting, does really Krishna exist? I better go to my, you know, whatever. Somebody goes to doctor, somebody goes to lawyer, somebody goes to astrologer, somebody goes to somebody else. You may go to them, I'm not saying no. If you have a fracture of your leg, you can't chant 64 rounds for it. You may do that, but faith is here. And that develops over a period of time, naturally, gradually, but steadily. Also, giving material respect. Giving material respect. So many kind of to material places, to material people, to material things, also we give respect, and simultaneously we give it to other spiritual things also. Some types of violence to animals. If someone says, ye dur karne ke liye ek bakri yahan chadana padega. Haan, kar do, kar do. One of our devotees, in the very beginning, very enthusiastic, you know, in the beginning we are super enthusiastic. We want to convert the whole world into 16 rounders within a month. In one session, at the end of the session, we want them to chant 16 rounds. That's our enthusiasm. So, this person came. His father had died. And on the 13th day, they have to feed all the people. So, they are from a community where breakfast, lunch and dinner, they eat meat. So, their pujari came and he asked, what was his favorite item? That you should feed to everyone today. And then the soul will rest in peace. And the mother said, this is what he liked. And they wanted to prepare that. And the son has recently joined Krishna consciousness. So he was very upset. And he came and talked to one of our authorities and he said, no, you want to send him to hell? No, I should not. So he went. And he was, but he was young. And all relatives had come. Hey, tu bachchu abhi kya abhi paida hua hai? Maa ke garb se bahar bhi nahi nikla. Humko samajh aata hai? Tereko malum hai kya kya riti rivaj hamara? Chup! Bada bada kuch bhi karta hai. 4 din se tilak lagaya, bahut bura. And he said, nahi, this is what it is. Scriptures are there. Like, bad chup jam. So they decided next day to have a big feast and cook whatever was the favorite of father. Everyone slept at home. All the relatives slept at home. About, a few dozen of relatives were there. And suddenly, in the middle of the night, around 12:30, 1 o'clock, the father's sister shouted like hell and got up. And everyone woke up in their respective places and looking, kya ho gaya? And this lady spoke exactly in her father's voice. Her brother's voice. She said, what he's telling is right. Whatever he's telling, feed only that. And she slept. And after some time she woke up. Kya ho gaya? Tum log kyun baithe kyun? Kuch nahi, so jao abhi. Tumne hamara problem solve kar diya. Devotee was very happy and they said, theek hai, abhi bol raha hai, toh theek hai karte. So some types of violence to animals and respects to persons based on birth. In contrast, some of the prominent characteristics of bhakti are service to the Supreme Lord alone. It doesn't mean disrespect to the devatas. How can you respect the government and slap the representative on the face? If you respect the government, all the authorized representatives of the government must be respected. So we surrender to the Lord, but we respect a Vaishnava is supposed to respect even an ant because it is part and parcel of Krishna. What to speak of his representatives. Naradji respected Kamsa because he was a king. Sanatan Goswami respected the Mohammedan king, Hussain Shah. He said, you are a representative. You are the Lord's representative. Give respect to that position. What to speak of the powerful devatas who are running the affairs of the universe on his behalf. So, we respect, but we surrender to one supreme. That is chastity. Attraction exclusively for spiritual objects. Yes, we may have, but our attraction is to spiritual objects. Anything, tadiyanam, anything that is dear to Krishna, Tulasi Maharani, anything that is dear to Krishna, Vaishnavas, any place that is dear to Krishna, Vrindavan, Dwarka, and all these places where the Lord has performed. Any mountain that is very dear to Krishna, Govardhan. Any river that is very, very dear where the Lord has performed his pastimes. These objects become more respected than any other mundane, respectable objects. And service to Vaishnavas and Brahmanas based on quality rather than caste. And compassion and non-violence to all creatures. So this is a gradual thing that happens. And therefore, one has to, while cultivating, while instructing, while guiding, one has to be mature. And not, you know, sometimes we think, wow, just because he externally changed things. And we start guiding in a particular way. And then sometimes we push them beyond, people beyond. And then, you know, it is unpleasant, becomes unpleasant. Okay, this is about Karma Kanda and Vaidhi Bhakti. What is the relation of Varnashram Dharma, which was previously discussed, with Vaidhi Bhakti? There is Varnashram Dharma, Swadharma, duties, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, etc. These are the Varnashram. Should people take shelter of Vaidhi Bhakti and give up the rules of Varnashram Dharma? Or should they practice Vaidhi Bhakti to develop devotion while still following the Varnashram rules and duties? What should we do? Just because we have become a Vaishnava, is it now we are completely transcended the three modes of nature? We have become completely transcendental to all this? That's the question. It was previously stated that the purport of Varnashram Dharma is to maintain the body, develop the mind, perform good works for society, and learn spiritual topics, all with the goal of developing pure bhakti. Varnashrama acharavata purushena parapuman vishtur aradhyate pantha nanya tattoshakaranam. Dharma sunushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya na utpade yadiratim shramai vahi kevalam. So, Varnashram dharma is according to guna and karma. Chaturvarnyam mayasrishtam guna karma vibhagashah. That can't be changed overnight. Even till the point of suicide, you can't change it. Vishwamitra took literally thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, to shift from one kind of a varna to become a brahmarshi. It's not easy. So the conditioning is still there. So what do we do then? In that humans are bound by a material body, they must follow the Varnashram rules. They cannot be denied, for without the development of the body, mind, society and spirit, human life becomes degraded. So, merely just because from today I have started wearing tilak kanti and started chanting 16 rounds, now I am beyond all the Varnashram. You know, that's the tendency of a neophyte person to think like that. So there, the rules of Varnashram are suitable for this purpose. You have a body. And the body has to be in one of those modes. You have to function according to your psychophysical nature. Otherwise, like a square peg in a round hole, you're a misfit. Neither are you happy and satisfied and fulfilled, and you create chaotic situation in society because that is not properly fit. And therefore, they should be followed. However, Varnashram is not the final goal. When Varnashram was recommended by Ramanand Rai, Chaitanya said, Eho Bahya, Aage Kaho Aar. This is not the ultimate goal. Aage Bado. No, Varnashram, thik hai, Aage Bado. Go ahead. With the assistance of Varnashram Dharma, a person should cultivate bhakti. So, Varnashram should become an assistant to bhakti. Varnashram shouldn't become the prominent. Bhakti shouldn't become assistant to Varnashram. Varnashram should become assistant to bhakti. It is also necessary to follow the rules of Varnashram in the cultivation of bhakti.
Vanashram means responsibilities. As a grahastha, we may have certain responsibilities. As a brahmachari, we have certain responsibility to certain relationships. However, by following the rules of Varnashram, which are time consuming, a person may not have time left to cultivate bhakti. Furthermore, where there is some conflict of principle, what should be done? First, it should be said that without taking proper care of the body, mind, society and spirit, a person cannot perform the most elevated activities of bhakti. How can the seed of bhakti or faith awaken in the heart of a person if he dies prematurely, develops mental problems and never learns anything about spirit? Sometimes people break. One devotee actually went a little crazy. And when I was discussing with certain authorities, very senior people, they told it's the ego versus the senses. The ego thinks I am so elevated and the senses are not in alignment. Senses desire something, but the heart is, or the ego is demanding something. He feels it's a fall down and the senses are demanding. And therefore, artificially trying to suppress for a long time, it comes out in a way and it is neither beneficial to the individual nor to the community in which that person may be staying. You know, then it creates chaotic situation. So one has to be honest. So, this is a very important part. I would like you to please give attention. Although Varnashram Dharma is somewhat time consuming, it must be followed as an assistant to bhakti. Yet, concordant with the cultivation of bhakti, the consumption of time by the purely Varnashram Dharma practices will naturally decrease. Furthermore, by the development of bhakti, the various duties of Varnashram Dharma will transform into devotional actions. First, a person should practice the five types of devotional activities to the utmost. Now, there is a primary activity of the soul, that is bhakti. Bhakti is the primary activity. Jivir Swarup Hoye Krishna Nitya Das. But because the soul is in a body, the body has, according to its nature, there are certain rules. They are called the secondary rules. So the secondary rules must become subordinate to the primary. As the primary increases, the space is occupied by primary, then according to the space available, the secondary can reduce. I don't know if it is clear. You have so much space in a room, or you have so much time in a day. Now, as the bhakti activities gradually, naturally expands, concordant to that or concomitant to that, the other thing can reduce. Otherwise, we are neither here nor there. So much of space is filled with maya. Most of the time, today, we are not even following Varnashram. We are irresponsible in that sense. And suddenly we come to bhakti. Now there is justification. Now I am beyond Varnashram. So you are neither here fully nor there. Now what is that space occupied by? There is no empty space in this creation that is filled by maya. So as this expands, what are the five activities? Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vasa Sri Murti Rashadhaya Sevan Sakala Sadhana Srishtha Ehi Pancha Anga Krishna Prema Janma Ehi Panchira Alpa Sangha. Rupa Goswami, after describing 64 items of devotional service, mind, body and words, he says among the 64, five are the most prominent. Sadhu Sangha, frequent, regular association of sincere, faithful devotees. Nama Kirtan, chanting of the holy name. Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas, residing in the holy place. Yeah, we may not be able to go whenever time permits, once in a year we go. But even the temple of the Lord is actually a holy place. Because the only purpose why people come here, hopefully, is purification of one's existence. That's why we go to the holy place. There we bathe in the river. Here we bathe in the river of wisdom of the scriptures. There we pray for the blessings of the Lord's glance and the association of like-minded people. Because that brings us back to our focus. Sometimes there is a tendency when you are burdened by responsibilities, the more burden means weight. And weight means tendency to be thrown off balance. And if you are walking on a rope, you know, suddenly in North India we see this. The buses go like this. Everyone is hanging from the door. And the road also is like this. Therefore, there is a tendency to topple. So there should be balance. So when you take responsibility means burden. Burden means weight. And weight means tendency to be thrown off balance. By regularly coming in the association of those who have centered their lives properly, both the spiritual and the material. For a spiritual, there is no material, even that is apparently mundane, but it is actually spiritual activity. When we come in the association of those who are highly centered, then our life also becomes centered. We understand this is too much. इसको थोड़ा सा 5 किलो इधर निकाल के इधर डालो. साइकिल में होता है ना, दूध वाला ऐसा जाता रहता था, फिर दो डब्बा इधर रहता तो एक डब्बे को ऐसा रखता तो बैलेंस होता, समथिंग लाइक दैट. सो इन वर्णाश्रम दिस काइंड ऑफ बैलेंसिंग. सो साधु संग, नाम कीर्तन, भागवत श्रवण, मथुरावास, कमिंग टू द होली प्लेसेस, श्रीमूर्तिरा श्रद्धाया सेवन, even in the temple or at home, serving as much as possible whatever is easily possible. Sakala sadhana srishtha ei pancha anga. Of all the sadhanas, this is very extremely powerful, potent. And Krishna prema janmaye ei panchera alpa sanga. Even a little association with that can create. Okay. First, a person should practice the 5 types of devotional activities to the utmost, as directed by Sri Chaitanya, while simultaneously being meticulous in observing his varnashram duties. Meticulously doing that and also trying to do these items, which may take up much time. Both are going to take up a lot of time. And unfortunately, we have only 24 hours. The needs of the body, needs of the mind, needs of the family, needs of the society, needs of the job, whatever, and needs of the soul. However, as he progresses in bhakti, the person should gradually reject those varnashram duties that are against devotional principles. As I said, contrary ones can be gradually replaced by the direct ones. Finally, being purified by bhakti, the remaining varnashram duties will become servants of sadhana bhakti. So, 2 things. Remove those which are contrary and remove those which are unnecessary time consuming. I used to do this, ashtak, das, shatak, this, satak, da, and now I am doing this, 16 rounds, okay, therefore, that can be reduced. It will happen naturally and gradually. By acting in this way, there will be no conflict between the duties of varnashram and bhakti. By the cultivation of bhakti, the life of a brahmana and the life of a shudra, both purified by bhakti, become equalized. The shudra, being illumined by his state of servitude to the Lord and to the devotees, becomes equal to the selfless brahmana. In this way, the purity of Vaishnava brotherhood will mutually enlighten the lives of all the 4 varnas to such an extent that the world will seem to be Vaikuntha. So, it is not that varnashram things will change. In Lord Chaitanya's movement, we find all people were there. But that was an external thing. According to their psychophysical nature, they were doing that activity. But when they came together as a Vaishnav community, that was secondary. That was another issue. It's not that they changed. They continue to be what they are. Even Haridas Thakur, considering himself, he kept away and not mixed together. He could have said, I am Vaishnav, I am beyond this. But if you see how he acted, but everyone did understand, because Vaishnavs knew who he was, much beyond a Brahmana, much beyond anything. He is beyond the body. So in that community there remained, equality remained, and complete devotion was there. Externally in the world, they followed their respective things. There was no discrepancy. There was no disharmony. By removal of the obstacles arising from identification with body, the real equality of all souls is possible. The equality is on the spiritual platform in Vaishnav circle. Outside it is what it is. So that is a perfect harmony. Anyway, so there is a lot to be, but very beautifully, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur combines this understanding of how true devotion is actually an internal growth. You know, the Gita, which is more a part of the Mahabharata, tells you how to live, and Bhagavad indicates how to live. In Mahabharata, Bhishma's exploits are glorified in the Mahabharata. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, his departure, the Pandavas' departure, Dhritarashtra's assistance in Vidura and how he helps him to depart, the best possible thing that could have been done with him is discussed, which is internal. So Bhagavata is an internal growth of consciousness, purifying the consciousness, elevating the consciousness. While the Gita, especially in the third chapter as we discussed, tells Saktaha Karmanya Vidvamso, as they are performing, you also do, just so that to set a proper example. And in this way, all this philosophy must be heard. And then with this vision, when we go out into the world, even though there is a glare of Maya which is tremendously attractive, I remember as a child, whenever I used to be going to school, just to save little money, we used to walk. Our friends and all used to, just to save that 25 paisa or whatever, just to, you know, bus charge. 7 kilometers we would walk. And while coming, the thing was eating something on the way. Something. And so one day my mother saw I was eating, you know, that sold in the ice cream that was sold in. And it used to have the thela with ice and colorful bottles of all kinds. This was in Orissa, you know. The place was called Goma Dera. So it was like a simple place. And all this, you know, that they make watch out of that and some all would stand right in front of the school. Because that's where children come out and buy something. And then one day my mother made me sit down and told me, "Tujhe malum hai, wo kahan se ice aata hai? Ice kis se banta malum hai? Pani se banta. Wo pani kahan se aata hai usko?" And he gave me an elaborate description of where the water, source of the water comes from. And how it is made and what kind of color, you know, how it is. Achha kasa khana banao, chhod ke tum dabbe mein koi kyun ye dikhata. And next time, when I came out of the school, I had money and I was hungry. And I looked at this colorful ice cream. What I saw was the source of the water. And where it is coming from, what is that, what kind of... even though the heart was attracted, the intelligence said, "Andar ki baat kya hai, bata raha sun." So it's like that. The last 6 chapters of Bhagavad Gita tell about what is this world? What is this human body made up of? But merely only last 6 chapters will make you dry-hearted and hypocritical. Why? Because even though you know, but still there is a desire. I know it's a bag of pus, urine, blood and stool, but it's a beautiful bag. And, theek hai na? After all, this is also Maya, that's also Maya. Let's have some fun with Maya. And it becomes hypocritical. You're thinking something, but doing something else. So the Karma Yoga says, the first 6 chapters says, hey, come on, control. You know, as Arjuna asks, Athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichhannapi vashniya baladiva niyojitah. I know, Krishna, it is wrong, but kalat hai pan vadat nahi. I'm attracted, you know. What do you do? Kamayesha, krodesha, rajoguna samudva, mahashro, mahapapma, vidhyenam ya vairinam. So by constant practice and renunciation, one can overcome. The first 6 chapters tell how to act. The last 6 chapters tells you how to think and see through all the glares or attractiveness of this Maya. And simultaneously, heart of heart, when we repeatedly fail in our determination, makes us humble. And the last 6 chapters become deep realization, not just knowledge. Hai yaar, andar ki baat hai, par kya karun? It's a fact. I know some person, while he was smoking, he came to know what smoking is all about ultimately, and how it is disadvantages, and how it is nothing but tobacco going inside, how I have conditioned. With tears in his eyes, he would be smoking. Literally, with tears in his eyes. And sometimes, he came to stay in the, this was many years ago, he came to stay in the ashram. I need association, unless I am packed up with these kind of people. And still in the Mangalati, suddenly he would disappear. And he would go down, remove his kanti mala, go, and come back. Because there if they see, "Are tum Hare Krishna wala, tum log aise kaisa peeta hai?" So either put his collar up, or pull out and then go smoke. Tears in his eyes, he would come back. He was a householder, struggling. But he was sincere. But there was a struggle. He knew. There was enough intelligence to see, but the conditioning is strong. So therefore it says, no, restrain, control. That is by association. Empower yourself. That is why this verse says beautifully, having understood dimagme. Having understood the temporary illusory nature of material things and thus having pulled one's vision away from illusion. Eh, udhar dekhne ka nahi hai, udhar dekha to ichha aa jata hai. Put, you know, like blinkers. One should remain without material desires in the heart. This won't happen easily. You have to dovetail. In the beginning, you learn to dovetail. Make Krishna a partner of your sense gratification. Krishna, पहले भी मैं खाता था, अभी खाने ही वाला हूँ, तेरे को पर भोग लगा के अभी खाऊंगा, मेरे को जो खाना वही खाऊंगा, पर तेरे को भोग लगाऊंगा, बाद में आप जो खाओगे उसका बचा हुआ मैं खाऊंगा. That is stage 3. Stage 1 is मैं जो भी खाऊंगा तेरे को याद करके खाऊंगा, तेरी कृपा से ही मिल रहा है. दूसरे बार ठीक है, वैसे बहुत सारी चीजें मेरे को खाने की इच्छा है, पर तेरे को भोग नहीं लगा सकता हूँ, तो जो जो लगा सकता है उसके अंदर मैं देखूंगा क्या क्या रेंज है, उसको लगा के मैं जो खाऊंगा वही खाऊंगा. देन द थर्ड स्टेज इज, नहीं, आप जो खाओगे, जो आपको अच्छा लगता है वही मुझे अच्छा लगता है. द ग्रेडेशन. सो बाय एक्सपीरियंसिंग, हाँ, दिस शुड गो ऑन एक्सटर्नली, बट इंटरनली बाय एक्सपीरियंसिंग द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द सोल, यो अंत सुख अंतराराम तथा अंतर्ज्योतिरेवय. That means param drishtvani vartate. That's the reason. Actually, it is as they say, association of a womanizer is more dangerous than association of a woman. Because a womanizer has a lot of taste and he relishes. Similarly, Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya, association of the devotees is more important than mere association of the Lord. If the Lord is available in your home, why come to the temple? Lord is available in your home. Lord is there everywhere. Deities are there in your home also probably. We need to come in the association of those who are lovers of God. Because that association is very contagious. Thank you. She is absorbed and therefore spontaneously it came. And then she said, Arey Baba, kisu kyu bolna tha, koi bol sakta. That is absorption. So, by experiencing the happiness of the soul, one should give up material. One should give up material speaking and activities gradually. If sometime one must observe the material world, you have to observe. Kya kare abhi? Theek abhi ho gaya, abhi bahar jana hai na? Mandir se bahar nikla, to you have to observe the material world. One should remember that it is not the ultimate reality, and therefore one has given it up. By such constant remembrance, up till the time of death. Achha, Prabhu, ye kab tak thoda struggle chalega? Sometimes people ask, ek din khatam hoga ki nahi hai? Sorry, Bhagavad Gita 5.23. Shaknoti haivayas sodhum prak sharira vimokshanat kamakrodhod bhavam yog vegam sayuktasya sukhi narha. Shaknoti, one who is able to, yah sodhum, tolerate. Kab tak? Till the last breath. Kyunki last breath mein bhi ek vyakti se pucha gaya marte vakt, teri antim ichha kya hai? Dosa masa dosa. Krishna Krishna ho raha hai par andar se kisi aur ka naam jap raha hai. It happens. So prak sharir vimokshanat. There was one shopkeeper. And in front of his shop, in the road, a sadhu would regularly go. And this fellow would make fun of the sadhu. Oh, Maharaj. And this fellow had a goatee, you know. Some, like Chinese have only here and here. Like that, he had only this much. He said, ye sadhu ki daadi hai ya bakri ka daadi? And the sadhu wouldn't say anything. He would just look, smile and go away. And then after some time, the sadhu was not visible. Many, many years later, a young man came to the shopkeeper and he said, Hamare Guruji aapko bula rahe. Bole, kone bhai tumhare Guruji? Ne bole, Hamare Guruji abhi bula rahe, jaldi chalo. Bahut late ho, jaldi chalo. And he took him. This man had become old, the shopkeeper. And then he went to his ashram of this boy and he saw his Guruji. He said, hey, this is the same sadhu whom I used to ask. And that sadhu called him. He said, remember you used to ask me, ye bakri ki daadi hai, ye sadhu ki daadi hai? Bole, now I am departing from this world. In any moment now, I can tell you, ye sadhu ki daadi hai. Kyunki aaj tak prem se kar raha hu, apna sadhana kar raha hu main. Dhruva Maharaj, when the Viman to take him back to the spiritual world with Vaikuntha Dutas came. You know what Dhruva said? First he fell at the feet of all the sages who are still remaining back. For him the airplane has already come to go to Viman. He could have said, Hari Bol, thumbs down, Hari Hari. He actually said, because of all of your blessings, I seek your blessings. He touched the feet of all the sages who were remaining there and finished his sadhana first, his puja, whatever, 16 rounds first. Kyunki ek bar Vaikunth mein baithunga aur baad mein mala bhul gaya to, acha acha darshan ho raha hai idhar udhar sightseeing karte karte, mala tang diya to. Actually, he finished his sadhana, touched the feet of all the sages, took their blessings and permission, remembered the Lord, circumambulated that plane and with his respects to the Vaikuntha Dutas who had come Vishnu Dutas. He actually stamped, put his feet on the head of death and then got onto the plane. That is the reason why he was fit to go there. Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, one of the purports, where and while at that time Dhruva Maharaj was asked, what is your last desire? He said, you know, while climbing onto the plane, he says, actually it was my mother who inspired me to take up this process. When I was heard by my stepmother, it was my mother who said, beta, if you really want, that anger that has come because of your stepmother, see it as your karma, because our past karma probably, don't blame her. But the determination that you have got, direct it to understand God, because only God can give you what you are asking for. So where is God? The sages say he is in the forest. So then he went to the forest. So he is remembering. She was my Vartma Pradarshak Guru. Then came Naradji, my Diksha Guru. He said, she remembered his mother. And then the Vaikuntha Dutas showed him, actually the plane, there was another plane going before his plane. And that was his mother going back, Suniti. Just because he desired, and she was responsible for that. So see, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, so in future, if one of my disciples becomes a pure devotee, I have some hope to go back. So they will say, Prabhupada ke pustak padke main jab shuru kiya. Imagine what kind of humility is that. You know, he was a deliverer of whole mankind. Founder Acharya, an eternal associate of the Lord, a Mahabhagavad devotee, but feeling, you know, I'm like Haridas Thakur. He said, how are you, Haridas? My body is all right, my mind is not all right. What nonsense? How can you say that? You have liberated so many people. You have given initiation to Maya Devi. Can you imagine? Haridas Thakur initiated Maya Devi into Krishna Nam. Earlier she was chanting Ram Nam. Kashi Marat Mukta Karat Kahat Ram Nam. Prema Mudita Manase Kaho Ram Ram. Mahadeva Satata Japat Divya Ram Nam. Kashi Marat. Kashi me whoever dies, Lord Shiva personally comes Manikarnika Ghat and chants, Bol Hare Krishna. Go back. Ram, Ram Nam, and liberates. She said, I have got that Diksha. I want now Prem Nam. And that's how Haridas Thakur initiated Maya Devi. But still, what is this feeling? He said, I am very fallen. I am not able to finish my rounds. No, now we can reduce it. Can you imagine Krishna coming and telling, reduce the rounds, Baba. Kam kar diya. 192 rounds. And he said, no, I am sick. And Prabhupada writes, if someone is not able to complete his rounds, he is sick. Spiritually sick. So, that is the consciousness of a devotee. So the more a person advances, genuinely, he actually feels that I am fallen. And therefore he holds on to the rules and regulations more strictly. Because that's my only hope. For a drowning man is like a rope. So that strictness is the nature of their humility. I am not qualified. This is my only hope. So this is the internal cultivation as it is explained here. So I think we'll stop here. Since I have spoken so long, at least one question we'll take, if there is any. Otherwise we'll conclude today. Yes. One first and last question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for the very nice exposition on this verse. So in the beginning of your lecture, you mentioned that, our bhakti, it has to be natural. So we cannot, just jump on a level which we are not. And then, not do things properly. But in foresight, you know, when I see my life, so when you leave things, something on nature only, then it is not bhakti. You know, something else only follows actually. So how does, you know, a sadhaka, you know, while trying to, you know, go to the higher ladder, right? But still not get confused that, okay, you know, my old habits and everything, you know, we don't go into that also. Okay, this is naturally me. So I have to continue that also and also, you know, go for bhakti. How do we discriminate and, you know, make the proper progress actually?
Many years ago, for Prabhupada Appearance Day, I wrote a two-line offering. Just two-line offering. I'm recollecting what I wrote exactly, the wording. I said, Dear Srila Prabhupada, give me the give me the intelligence. No, give me, give me the strength and the humility. Give me the courage. Give me the courage and the humility to accept what I am. It takes tremendous courage to accept what I am. Fallen, miserable condition, useless, jo bhi hai. It takes courage to actually accept it. And it takes tremendous humility. I said, give me the courage and the humility to accept what I am. And followed by next statement, and give me the strength and the intelligence not to remain where I am. So, it takes tremendous humility and courage to accept that yes, because the ego, false ego claims anything. But true humility means to accept the reality, that's all. And when you become, if you accept reality, you become humble because you are 1/10,000th the tip of the hair. Completely dependent on the Lord or Maya. Tatastha, hanging in between. See, it's very humbling and it takes courage to accept that. But the intelligence and the strength not to remain where you are. So it's a fact. It's a fact we are conditioned. It's a fact we are bound tightly. But we don't have faith in ourselves. We have faith in the mercy of the Lord, in the mercy of the devotee, mercy of Guru, Krishna. So, to the extent we realize, accept that humility, we gain the strength to receive that mercy and to hold on. That gives you the intelligence means the determination. And the strength means the steadiness to just remain, you know, continue on. So the more you realize that you are drowning, the more tightly you will hold on to the rope, right? If somebody is throwing a rope. One time I was giving lecture on Ajamil's story. 6th canto, 2nd chapter. Repentance of Ajamil. After I spoke, many years ago, Gaurang Prabhu was sitting, you know, in the class. He said, through his, you know, IIT intelligence, he, you know, filtered the whole information I was speaking and he extracted a sutra and he said, ragad. I said, kya ragad na bhai? He said, oh, ragad, R-A-G-A-D. Achha, ye kya hota hai? Nahi, aap jo bole na ho, panch cheez ko main analyze kar raha hu. Bole, kya hua? First was deep regret. When Ajamil realized, you know, when he escaped that hellish situation by protector, the first thing was deep regret. Regret for how much he wasted his life. Second was genuine appreciation for the intervention. A stands for appreciation. For the intervention. Had not the Vishnu Dutas come in my life, had they not discussed and pulled me out, mera kya hua hota? Had not Prabhupada's books come in with me, had not the devotee given me Mahaprasad, had they not pulled me into the temple, whatever, what would have happened? Kahan gaya hota mera gaadi? And third is gratitude. He became tremendously grateful for the intervention, appreciation of the intervention, and deep regret for the past. And to the extent these three are deep, to that extent the next two will happen. The next A is austerity. What is that austerity? Never slipping down again. And that austerity is performed with determination. So austerity with determination will happen when there is deep regret, appreciation for the intervention, and gratitude. Prabhupada writes, there is Mahamaya and there is Yogamaya. And between we are here. From here to here, if you want to go, we have to speak to Krishna two languages. Language of repentance and language of penance. Repentance internally and penance externally. And that transforms Mahamaya to Yogamaya. Everything remains the same. The flower remains the same. In Mahamaya, we thought the flower and thought of our beloved. Maybe my girlfriend. Whenever I saw a flower. And now I see the flower with deep repentance and penance. Patram pushvam phalam toyam. Oh, now I will offer it to Krishna. The flower remains the same. Earlier, in an enjoyment consciousness, you wanted to enjoy it. Now you want to serve using the body. You want to enjoy the body. Now you want to use the body. Manasa vacha karmana. You want manasa deho geho joki chumor. Right? So these are two things. And at the time of initiation, this is what it is. We take three vows. The first vow is, I'll chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra on my beads every day. That is repentance. What is repentance? My Lord, so far, I was the center of the whole universe. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. From today onwards, you are the center of my life. Beginning with at least 16 rounds. Actually, satatam kirtayanto mam. Kirtaniya sada harihi. So this is repentance. You should be center. And penance, no meditating, no intoxication, no illicit, no gambling. Otherwise like a kunjara chauchavat. So this is penance. To the extent we are regretting the past, appreciating the intervention, grateful for the help, to that extent, this austerity, what we have accepted, both of repentance and penance, will be done with determination. And then, the world will remain the same. But, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate. Now it is no more Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It's a wonderful opportunity to utilize whatever I have in the purification of the self and glorification of the Lord. That's the whole idea. That's what I said. It's internal. The world will remain the same. People will remain the same. Consciousness makes the whole difference. Does that make sense? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Pranam. Hare Krishna, just one small announcement, a very